乐之音服务员聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2019年3月3日星期日，我们今天又非常非常荣幸的邀请到了圣爱者我们以及我们圣爱者的阿叔 Krishna Baladev Prabhu， 为我们继续讲述今天的圣典博加瓦坛的导课，敬请聆听。 Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
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 So we continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter 6, Puru Sukta confirmed today text number 34.
我们今天继续阅读圣典博加瓦坛第二篇第六章，至尊主的荣耀得到证实。我们今天要阅读的诗节是第34诗节。
Na
Bharati
Me
Anga
Mrisha
Mrisha
Upalakshate Nabharati Meanga Mrisho Palakshate
Nabharati Meanga Mrisho Palakshate
Na
Vai
Kvachit
Me
Manasa
Mrisha
Gati
Gati
Navaik vachimme manaso mrisha gati
Navaik vachimme manaso mrisha gati
Na
Me
Rishikani
Patanti
Asatpate Name Rishikani Patantya Satpate
Name Rishikanti Patantya Satpate
Yat
Me
Rida
Outkantya Vata
Drita
Hari
Yalme ridautkantya vata drito hari
Yalme ridautkantyat vat drito hari
Nabharati manga mrisho palakshate
Nabharati menanga mrisho palakshate
Navaik vachimme manaso mrisha gati
Navaik vachimme manaso mrisha gati
Name rishikani patantya satpate
Name rishikani patantya satpate
Yame ridautkantaya vata drito hari
Yame ridautkantaya vata drito hari
Okay, word for word.
四对字。
Na
永不。
Bharati
陈述。
Me
我的。
Anga
Onarada。
Mrisha
非真实。
Upalakshate
被证实。
Na
永不。
Vai
必然的
Kvachit
任何时候
Me
我的
Manasa
心意的
Mrisha
不真实
Gati
进展
Na
也不
Me
我的
Rishikani
感官
Patanti
堕落
Asatpate
在临时中
Yat
因为
Me
我的
Rida
心
Outkantyavata
Vata outa outkantya vata, 怀着极大的热忱。
Drita,
drita, 抓住。
Hari,
Hari, 至尊人格守神。
Okay, translation and purport by Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供。译文 Narada, 事实证明由于以我的热忱紧紧抓住至尊人格守神哈义的莲花足，我所说的一切都不是假的。我的思想进步从没有停止过，我的感官从没有因为短暂的物质依恋而堕落。要旨，伟达知识最初由 Brahma 讲述。
Anjana Shalakaya Shakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunavadi Pashatyade Shatarine Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakaupattarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So hereafter, after answering to Narada Muni's questions, his father, Lord Brahma, makes this statement.
在回答了 Narada Muni 的问题之后呢，他的父亲主 Brahma 就做出了这样一个声明。
So he's saying this because he wants Narada Muni to understand that whatever he has explained in answer to his questions, it's not based on his opinion.
他要这样说的原因呢，是要让他的儿子 Narada Muni 了解，他所向他所解释的所有的这一切，全部都不是来自于他自己的意见。
His opinion or hearsay?
不是，是来自他自己的意见，或者不是来自于他自己的说法。
It's just I heard.
而是我听到的。阿叔，萨提曼吉。
Can you hear me?
Now cannot, but now can.
Can, okay. So it's not his opinion, it's not the opinion of somebody else. It's bona fide knowledge that he had received personally from the Supreme Lord himself.
所以呢，这并不是他自己的意见，也不是别的某一个人的意见，而是他自己亲自从至尊人格守神那里面听到的非常的正宗而纯粹的知识。
When he was born, he was alone. There was nobody around.
当他出生的时候呢，在他的周围是谁也没有的，只有他自己一个人。
And he followed the guidance of the Lord, what he had to do in order to understand his position, what he was supposed to do.
然后呢，他就按着主所对他的这个指示去研究了他自己应该做什么，以及呢他的这个位置到底是什么。
So he submitted himself to the Lord.
所以呢，他就把自己交在了主的面前。
So nobody can be more qualified than Lord Brahma within this material creation.
所以说，在这个物质创造间呢，没有任何一个人比主 Brahman 要更加的具有资格了。
Because he has received this knowledge, perfect knowledge from the perfect authority.
因为呢，他是从完美的权威那里接收到了这门完美的知识。
So it means that whatever he mentioned to Narada Muni was totally, completely based on what he heard, what he had understood from the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
所以说呢，他所向纳尔达穆尼所讲述的这些内容呢，全部都是来自于他从至尊人格守神那里所听到的以及所理解的内容。
His mind was completely controlled.
他的心意呢是完全的在控制中的。
And his senses completely engaged in the service of the Lord.
而且他的感官呢也是完全的致力于对主的服务之中的。
In that situation, cannot be any mistake in everything he says.
如果要是这样的一种状态的话呢，那也就意味着他说的任何一句话都不可能有错。
And this is how Vedic wisdom has been transmitted throughout the ages.
那么也就是以这样的一种方式呢，使得这么多年，就是这么多个年代，让韦达经就这么被传递了下来。
So from the Lord to Lord himself to Lord Brahma, from Lord Brahma to Narada Muni, and then down to the disciplic succession.
也就是说呢，从主传递给了主 Brahma， 从主 Brahma 呢又传递给了 Narada Muni， 然后呢 Narada Muni 呢还有这样依次的传递下到了这个整个的使徒传系之中。
That's why whatever information we receive from Srila Prabhupada's books,We know is completely authorized, is completely bona fide because he is connected with that sampradaya, that disciple succession that stems from Lord Brahma.
那也就是说呢，我们就了解到了，从释迦牟尼的书籍中所得到的所有的这些知识都是非常正宗而纯粹的，因为呢。Srila Prabhupada 他是和由主 Brahma 所源头的这头就是这条 Sampradaya 这个使徒传系是连接在一起的。
So whatever we read from Srila Prabhupada's books, it is the perfect truth.
所以说呢，我们从 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍里面所阅读到的内容就是完美的真理。
It's not Srila Prabhupada's opinion.
所以这些并不是 Srila Prabhupada 的意见。
Is what he heard from previous acharyas in a disciplic succession, what he heard from his own spiritual master, and what he heard from the scriptures themselves.
而且这些知识呢，是他从在这个使徒传系里面的所有的这些 acharya 那里面所听来的，也是从他的灵性导师那里听来的，也是呢，是从就是他自己从这个正宗的经典里面所学到的。
So Srila Prabhupada received this knowledge from the authorized source. He assimilated this knowledge.
那么所以说呢，他是从权威的这个源泉里面得到了这门知识，然后呢，释迦牟尼呢，他也吸收了这些知识。
And he realized this knowledge.
他也觉悟了，领悟了这些知识。
So because he realized this knowledge, he can present.The Vedic statements, whatever was said by previous acharyas, he can explain in his own words in a fashion that is more conducive for the people at the time when he was writing his books.
那么就是因为释迦牟尼他领悟了这门知识，所以说呢，他在写作这个书籍的时候呢。他可以把 Acharya 们的这些意见按照我们现代人能够理解的方式把这门知识给解释出来，这样的话呢，让我们更加的容易被说服。
Srila Prabhupada knew very, very, very well the condition, the situation of modern society.
Srila Prabhupada 他非常知道在当代的这个社会里面大家所受条件限制的状态。
And he knew how to present the philosophy in a way that people outside the Vedic culture could understand.
所以呢，他就知道如何让在这个韦达文化之外的这些人们如何能够去理解韦达经里面的这些知识。
And this is very unique in a way Srila Prabhupada presents this knowledge.
所以说呢，Srila Prabhupada他所呈递这门，就是所呈现这门知识的这种方法是非常的独特的。
Srila Prabhupada was completely conscious of the condition, the state, the situation where modern people live.
因为Srila Prabhupada他完全知道在当代社会 的人们他所生活的这种受限制的局限的状态。
If somebody reads the commentaries of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakura, for instance, one of the previous acharyas.
如果要是人们要是去阅读，在我们的 acharya 其中的一位，比如说像 Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, 他对这个世界的评述的话。
He only writes philosophy based on his own realization and based on the comments of previous acharyas. He doesn't mention anything about the society or the situation at that particular time when he wrote his commentaries.
那么他呢，只是根据他自己的这个觉悟，以及呢，根据这个先辈的 acharya 的这些这个领悟呢，去写关于这节诗的哲学的评注。但是呢，在他的评注里面呢，从来就不会提及他所生活的那个年代的社会的状况。
But whereas Srila Prabhupada, being an acharya for the whole world, Srila Prabhupada had a good understanding of the situation, and he could preach according to time, place and circumstances.
但是作为我们世界也有的这位 acharya Srila Prabhupada,他必须要了解整个的社会的一种状况，这样的话呢，他才能够根据时间、地点和状况的情况去进行复传。
So Srila Prabhupada is the perfect acharya for the modern age.
所以说呢 ，Srila Prabhupada 他是现代社会的、现代年代的完美的 acharya.
And for the 10,000 years to come.
他也是在将来的一万年的这个年代中的完美的 acharya.
So it's why? Because he's was completely in control of his mind and senses.
为什么这么说呢？因为他是完全的控制住了他自己的感官和心意的。
And as Lord Brahma, he had taken complete shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
那么就像主 Brahma 一样，他是完全的让自己托庇在了至尊人格守神的莲花族的庇护下的。
So when we hear the statements and the translations and the purpose of Srila Prabhupada, we are actually hearing the words of Lord Brahma, hearing the words of Lord Krishna himself. There is no difference.
所以说呢，当我们去阅读由施拉巴巴所翻译的这个诗节的陈述，以及就诗节的陈述的时候呢，那么我们就仿若听到了主 Brahma 和主至尊人格守神在那里亲自讲述一样，这是完全没有区别的。
But we can hear based on our own conditioning in modern age.
但是呢。当我们在听的时候呢，我们又是根据我们在现代的这个社会的局限的状态而听的。
Srila Prabhupada could present that original knowledge in a language that is accessible to people in modern age.
所以说呢 ，Srila Prabhupada 呢，他可以用在当代的人们能够理解的一种语言来展示完美的知识的。
So we are extremely fortunate by being connected with this disciplic succession.
所以作为我们能够和这个使徒传系相连接在一起是莫大的荣幸。
It's not as something we think that we deserved.
但是呢我们不要想我们是值得配去有这份荣幸。
It's purely the causeless mercy of Srila Prabhupada.
这完全来自于释迦牟尼佛的仁慈。
Because people in Kali Yuga have no much qualification, but people in Kali Yuga and in a society outside of the Vedic culture have certainly no qualification at all.
那么在这个卡利年代的人呢，是完全没有任何资格的。那么在这个伟达文化之外的任何人，那就根本就没有任何的资格。
We certainly desired to have a change in our existence because we were feeling very frustrated, very desperate in material existence.
当我们在这个物质存在中的时候呢，我们是非常的挣扎痛苦的，所以我们毫无疑问是应该有一份愿望，让自己要改变自己的存在的状态。
Some of us were probably very inquisitive about trying to understand the purpose of life.
那我们有些人呢，可能是非常的想要知道我们的生命的目的到底是什么。
But by the arrangement of the Supreme Lord, we came in contact with the disciplic succession connected with Srila Prabhupada.
所以呢，在主完全的听到我们应该理解的这个完美的知识。
Certainly, when you read Srila Prabhupada's books, there are many things we cannot immediately understand.
那毫无疑问，当我们在阅读施拉帕帕书籍的时候呢，有很多内容我们是没有办法一下子就能理解的。
But you should never commit the mistake thinking, oh, this is Srila Prabhupada's opinion, but I think differently.
但是呢，我们不应该去犯这样一个错误，就是说，那么这是Srila Prabhupada的想法和意见，那我呢，应该有另外一个去理解他的。
I have a different understanding.
那我自己呢，有不同的理解。
No. We may not understand what Srila Prabhupada says, writes, but we should always say, this is the absolute truth. I just, right now, I don't have the capacity to understand, but I hope by taking more shelter of my spiritual master and by being faithful to follow the mission of Srila Prabhupada, then gradually I'll become qualified to understand it.
那我们的态度呢，应该是理解到，那么这个呢，就是由施拉帕帕他所写下的这种陈述。那我现在这会儿呢，还没有任何的这个资格去理解到它，但是呢，它是绝对的真理。那我呢，应该是祈求我能够托庇在咕噜马哈吉的这个莲花的这个庇护之下，在他的引导之下，我能够更好的去理解这门知识。
So by service to spiritual master and the devotees, by asking questions, by have the right attitude, gradually we will be able to understand more and more about this incredible knowledge.
所以说呢，通过服务我们的灵性导师们，服务奉献者，以及呢向他们询问，在正确的态度之下，我们就会逐渐的、慢慢的对这门知识了解的越来越多。
But we should never doubt the statements in Srila Prabhupada's books.
但是我们永远都不要疑惑 Srila Prabhupada 在他的书籍里面的这些陈述。
Even when Srila Prabhupada talks about incidents or situations in this modern situation.
即便是 Srila Prabhupada 他会讲述在这个当代社会的一些事件和情况。
Like for instance, Srila Prabhupada saying that we cannot go to the moon by any mechanical means.
比如说Srila Prabhupada说呢，我们不可能通过任何的机械的手段去到月球。
So many people made out these statements.
那所以有些人呢，可能会对这样的一个陈述呢产生疑惑。
Oh, but we heard and we saw in the television they had gone to the moon several times.
哎，但是我们听到了，而且我们在电视上也看到了，他们都已经登上月球好几次了呀。
So you prefer to accept this, the news given by mundane media than to accept the statements of a pure devotee who is connected to the divine parampara.
所以说你可能更倾向于去相信由世俗的媒体所给我们发布的信息，而不是去相信一位来自于纯粹的使徒传系的一位纯粹的奉献者所给我们的陈述。
We have to understand that all the members in our disciplic succession are all liberated souls.
那我们必须要理解，在我们的使徒传系中的所有的这些伟大宗师们，他们都是解脱了的灵魂。
They are not ordinary persons.
他们并不是普通的常人。
Not even ordinary devotees.
他们也不是普通的奉献者。
They are liberated devotees who are in direct touch with the Supreme Lord, in direct touch with this disciplic succession.
他们都是完全的解脱了的灵魂，他们是和至尊人格守神以及和这个使徒传系直接相连接在一起的。
So whatever statement, even though it seems blowing, mind-blowing that we find in Srila Prabhupada's books, we should just accept.
所以说，无论我们看到了怎么样的陈述，有些陈述呢，可能让我们的这个脑子，是我们让我们的这个头脑是没有办法去理解的。但是呢，我们都要把它们给当成绝对的真理来接受。
If contradicts everything we have heard, we have learned in our school days or from the media.
无论他们和我们所在学校里面学到的，或者是我们在媒体里面所听到的这些信息是多么的相矛盾。
And if you don't understand, we should just accept that's my problem. I still don't have the capacity to understand this, but I hope by the mercy of my Guru Maharaj, by the mercy of the Srila Prabhupada, and by my developing the right service attitude, I will be able one day to understand these things.
对，如果我们要是理解不了的话呢，我们所应该具备的这个态度呢，就应该觉得这是我自己的问题。由于我现在自己的这个能力有限，所以说呢，我就没有办法理解。那希望祈求着在我的灵性导师以及奉献者们的这个仁慈之下，以及我自己的好的服务的态度的影响之下，慢慢的我能够理解的越来越多。
By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada，
以及在 Srila Prabhupada 的仁慈之下。
Otherwise, without their mercy, many things will remain a mystery.
否则的话，如果要是没有他们的仁慈的话呢，那么很多事情就一直只能够停留在一种玄秘的状态下了。
Because this knowledge describes things that are beyond our material sense perception.
因为呢，这些知识它本来就超越了我们的物质的理解能力。
This knowledge is beyond our material experimentation.
而且呢，就这些知识呢，它也超越了我们的物质的体验。
Is even beyond our minds, the capacity of our minds to conceive.
所以呢，它也超越了我们的心意的理解能力。
We can only begin understanding this knowledge simply by accepting with faith.
所以呢，我们只能够仅仅是通过我们的这种信心去了解这些知识。
Because whatever we hear from Srila Prabhupada's books is a truth. There is no mistake.
因为我们从 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍里面所了解的所有的内容都是真理，都是真相，没有任何的错误。
Even if it's not composed in a language that seems very rich, according to many, he may say, "Oh, it's not a very rich language," or he explains in things that is not the way we are used to explain things. Never mind, whatever language he uses is just a way. He's just presenting the truth as it is.
那么，虽然他所用的这个语言呢，可能跟我们读的很多的其他的这个文学著作所用的语言的这个华丽度，没有他们那么华丽。而且呢，就是他所行文的这种方式呢，可能也不是一般人的那种行文方式。但是无论他怎么用他的这种描述的方式，他所讲述的都是原汁原味的真理。
If all those literatures about the Supreme Lord, even though not perfectly composed according to material standards, they are considered the absolute truth.
那么可能根据我们的这个物质的标准来看呢，就是有一些这个关于描述人格守神的这些文献，它的行文并不是最优美的那种方式，但是呢，它讲述的就是关于神的绝对真理。
So there is no faults, there is no mistakes.
所以说呢，在这些这个书籍里面是没有错的，是没有任何的瑕疵的。
If you see mistakes or faults, we should think it's my perception is faulty.
那如果我们要是看到了任何错误或瑕疵的话呢，我们都应该认为这是我自己的理解出了问题。
Oftentimes our so-called materialistic education comes interfere in our understanding but to his eyes.
因为根本就是不可能的，因为在他的这个物质的这个状态下，他是不可能有这个物质的眼睛或者感官去理解超越物质之上的那些东西的。
So he could have accepted the statements of his father concerning the creation as being authentic because his father was involved in a creation, so he certainly knew what he did. So he could have trust on that.
但是呢，由于他知道他的父亲做了这个创造的这件事情，所以说呢，他可以，这是他自己明白的，所以说呢，他可以去相信他父亲所做的这些事情。
So the Lord Brahma said, but not just that, but everything else that I just spoke to you, and they spoke about the Supreme Lord, how the Supreme Lord is the origin of everything, is said, also this is true, it's not false.
那然后主布拉玛说呢，不仅如此，而且呢是至尊主让他去做了所有的这一切。那么所以说呢，这一切都是真的，而且这一切都是没有任何错误的。
So whatever he could say, because not only he was the recipient of that knowledge, but he had totally control of his mind and senses, then whatever he could repeat, that was the absolute truth without any mistake.
所以说呢，主布拉玛他之所以能够说到这一切，不仅仅是他就是从事了这个活动，而且呢他是完全的控制着他自己的感官和心意的，那也就是说呢，他能够去完全的去重复他所听到的这个内容，他所听到的绝对的真理。
So this sets the model or the process by which knowledge should be distributed.
那所以说呢，这个就是那个应该去传递的知识。
The standard. We are completely convinced about the integrity of this knowledge.
但是至少呢，我们完全的被说服了，就是这门知识的完整性。
So if you repeat the same words to others, that same knowledge is going to create an impact in the other person.
那所以说，我们如果要是原汁原味的把这门知识传递给其他的人的话呢？那么这门知识它也就能够影响其他的人。
We are not this body, we are spiritual souls.
我们并不是这具躯体，我们是灵性的灵魂。
There is the supreme soul, I am the individual soul.
还有一个至尊的灵魂，那我是那个个体灵魂。
We have not realized nothing of that.
我自己并没有觉悟到这一点。
But we are convinced.
但是呢，我们却被说服了。
So we can impart this knowledge to others, and this knowledge, if the other person is receptive, it can touch his life.
那所以说呢，我就可以把这门知识这样传递给其他的人。那么被传递了这门知识的那个人，他如果接受他了的话呢，就能够去感动他的生命。
Because I'm giving this knowledge as it is, I'm not changing absolutely anything. It's totally as it is.
因为呢，我是原汁原味的去传递这门知识的，我是没有经过任何的更改的去传递它的。
Even if I have not experienced, not realized this reality, the reality of this knowledge.
那么，即便我自己并没有真正的体验和觉悟到这门知识的真实性。
Certainly, when we will have realized this knowledge,there will be a much stronger impact when we communicate this same knowledge to others.
那毫无疑问，如果要是我在自己觉悟的状态下去传递这门知识的话呢，那么就能够更深的去影响那位接受这门知识的人。
This is what that was the example of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada had fully realized what he was teaching to others.
那这也就是舍拉巴巴他所给我们展现的一个榜样。舍拉巴巴呢？他是完全的觉悟了，领悟了这门知识的。
He was not just convinced, but he had totally experienced that knowledge.
他并不是说是只是被说服，他是完全的被说，他是完全的领悟并且体验到了这门知识的。
Because he had taken shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, complete shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord.
就是因为他托庇在了主莲花主的莲花足下。
That's why Srila Prabhupada had the capacity to present that perfect knowledge in ways that would be easier access to modern people.
那也就为什么 Srila Prabhupada 他具有这样一份能力，就是用一种更加的容易理解的方式去把这门知识展现给当代的人们。
Sometimes you see Srila Prabhupada giving a translation of a particular verse in the Bhagavad Gita, and it was in his lectures or his conversations, he's using verses that are already translated in the Bhagavad Gita, and he gives a meaning that was not so obvious in original translation.
那我们有的时候看到呢，释迦牟尼佛他会在这个给这个薄伽梵歌的这个师姐在进行翻译的时候，以及他在讲课的时候呢，他就会讲出这个诗节它背后的那个意思，就不是那么显而易见的意思。
The original meaning that was there in the translation, and the meaning he gives later on in a particular lecture or talking with somebody, Srila Prabhupada is going to find meanings in that same verse that were not present in original translation.
But the translation is what he did, right?
Translation that he had done. But then later on present the same verse explaining something about giving a meaning about that particular verse that we didn't see in the original translation.
Okay, 那么比如说释迦牟尼佛呢，他在翻译他的这个薄伽梵歌的这个师节的时候呢，他会给这个翻译一个方式，他就会这么就是翻译出来。但是呢，当他后来在这个在讲课的时候，或在跟别人在讲话的时候，在讲述这个师节的时候呢，他就会去更深的去解释这个翻译后面的这个意思。
So he could find a different meaning or another meaning of that particular verse or a few words of Krishna in a way that he could substantiate what he was saying in his lecture or in his talk with somebody.
而且呢，就是当他在这个讲课的时候，或者在跟某些人在谈话的时候呢，他就可以去挖掘出在这个诗节的后面更深的这个意思，以及呢，说 Sri Krishna 在讲述这个诗节的时候呢，他的一些其他的这个意思。
So this is because of his realization.
那么他能够这么做的原因呢，就出自于他自己的领悟。
Because of his realization, Krishna can give you the a deeper insight or deeper insight in a particular statement in the scriptures.
那所以说呢，就是由于他的这个领悟呢，使得这个Krishna 可以让他有对这个不同的经典里面的这个师节的更多的洞见。
This is something that only great acharyas in the disciplic succession can do.
但是呢，这样的事情呢，只有在使徒传系中的 acharya 才有资格去做。
It's not just what you call a very academic cleverness.
所以我们不能够把它称为叫做学术性的智慧。
Because in academic studies, there are some people very clever also can find different meaning. But here, what Srila Prabhupada was doing is really based on his deep realization of the words of the Lord.
因为呢，在学术上，他也可以在这个师节里面去找到这个字，这个师节它的不同的这个意思。但是呢，Srila Prabhupada在这里面做的呢，他所讲述的这个不同的意思是来自于他自己的领悟的。
If a person has not full control of his mind in finding different meanings in a particular sentence can be very much based on mental speculation.
如果要是一个人他没有完全的去控制他自己，当他在去精修这个诗节里面的更加细节的这个意思的时候呢，那很有可能就会根据他自己的心智推敲。
So it might not be a bad speculation.
那也许可能这样的推敲并不是一个坏的推敲。
It's not harmful speculation.
也可能是一个没有伤害性的推敲。
But it's based on the mind, which is not totally controlled.
但是呢，它依然还是这个基于心意的。那么这个心意呢，它并没有完全的被控制住。
But in the case of Lord Brahma or any member of the disciple succession is totally based on their own realization. It's no material mental speculation.
但是呢，作为主 Brahma 主 Brahma 或者是在这条使徒传记的另外任何一位老师，他们所做出来的这个分析呢，却完全不是经过他们的这个心智推敲出来的，而是经过于他们自己的这个本身的这个领悟的。阿叔。
Because these great souls, they are in that present this knowledge as it is, so Krishna inspired them to present this knowledge given by Srila Prabhupada in a way that might be more adequate to the audience they have in front of them.
Because 他们要致力在传，要原汁原味的去传播这门知识。所以说呢，他们还有一种能力，就是能够根据他们所面对的这个听众去更加的能够让他们理解的方式去把这门知识传递给他们。
But to find new meanings in the words of Krishna, that requires self-realization.
但是如果要是在 Krishna 的话语中去找到更深的理解的话，那么就需要自己的觉悟了。
Means to find new meanings without being wrong.
那也就是说呢，要在没有错误的情况下去找到新的意思。
So this is expertise that...Great, only great Vaishnavas can have.
那么这样的事情呢，只有非常伟大的 Vaishnava 才可以做，只有他们才有这样的能力。
Because of that complete surrender to the Lord and complete control of their mind and senses.
因为他们是完全的臣服于主的，并且他们也是完全的控制了自己的心意和感官的。
So in our case, we should stick to.Repeating the message as it is, we may present in a way that's more appealing to the audience, but we should just repeat what we hear in Srila Prabhupada's books.
但是对于我们来说呢，我们就是应该去重复这个 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍里面的原汁原味的话，并且。可以以这个就是我们的听者能够理解的方式去传递这些话，但是呢，我们要不断的去聆听和理解释迦牟尼的这个书籍里面的内容。
Okay, we stop here.
我们的讲课这部分呢就到这。
And if any questions?
看看大家有没有任何的问题。
We can only go until 8:30 this morning.
Okay, 我们今天早上呢只能到八点半。
So please check if any questions.
Yeah, yeah.The first question is from 聆听世界。请问阿叔，皈依是一种知觉上的态度，而不是放弃世俗工作，全职从事奉献服务什么？为什么那些全职从事奉献服务的奉献者有时会瞧不起居士？阿叔 ，My question is that surrender is a kind of attitude. Is a surrendering of the consciousness, but not to.Completely give up the mundane work, then fully to do the service for the Lord. Is that the case? If that is the case, why sometimes those full-time devotees look down upon of the householders?
Surrender means to give our...offer everything to the Lord, our minds, our senses, our intelligence, everything dovetail in the service of the Lord.
那么皈依的意思呢，也就是把我们的所有的一切都给主，也就是把我们的智性心意 还有我们的这个活动都用作对主的服务之中，让我们所有的这些事情呢，全部都契合在主的服务之中。
Everything engaged in the service of the Lord.
那么所有的一切呢，都用作对主的服务之中。
That's why surrender is a process. It's not something that we immediately develop.
那么所以说呢，就是这个皈依呢，它是一个程序，它并不是一个我们一蹴而就的一个事情。
So this can be achieved no matter what is the status, either you live in a temple or a married, a family man, we have a job, whatever. You can offer the activities of your mind, senses, your intelligence. You can offer everything to the Lord.
所以说呢，无论你是处在怎样一种状态下，你都是可以去皈依的。无论你是在庙里面服务，还是在这个家庭生活中的这个居士，你都是可以把你的感官、心意和活动供奉给主的。
A person with a big family and working in order to maintain the family can be as renounced as a sannyasi.
那一位这个有一个大家子需要去支撑的人，那他也可以像一位散压子一样弃绝。
He can be as surrender as any a devotee who lives in the temple, just carrying on the service that are required to him.
而且呢，他也可以像一个在这个庙里面服务的奉献者一样的臣服。他可以去从事无论他需要去做的什么服务。
So this is it's the mentality that we have to change.
所以这是一个我们必须要去改变的一种态度，一种心态。
The tendency that we have to think we are the controllers, we are the director of our activities, and we are the enjoyers of the results of our activities. These are the things we have to change.
那我们需要改变的一些事情呢，就是我们是控制者，我们是所有的这些活动的作为者，而且我们也是感官的享乐者。
So if we work always thinking that what I'm doing is based on the is sanctioned by the Lord and I'm doing to maintain my family, but I'm not attached to enjoy the result, it's for the service.So with this mentality, knowing that everything should be done for the pleasure of the Lord, makes us surrender to the Lord.
所以呢，当我们在做事情的时候，如果怀着这样一种心态，就是我所做的所有的这些事情呢，全部都是就是我去赡养家庭，我去从事这些活动，全部都是在主的允许之下去做的。而且呢，我做这些事情呢，并不是为了我自己的这个感官享乐。那我要做的这些事情呢，也是为了要让是为主服务的这样的心态的话，那其实就是一种臣服的心态。
You can be surrounded by so much material things and not be attached to those things if you understand that everything is Krishna's property.
如果你要是理解所有的这一切全部都是 Krishna 的财产的话，那么你就可以被很多的物质的东西所围绕，但是不会对这些事情产生依恋之情。
If you have we dedicate our thoughts to Krishna, we speak about Krishna to others, and you cultivate this knowledge, naturally we become surrendered.
那如果我们要是脑子里面总是想着 Krishna, 并且把关于 Krishna 的这个信息传递给其他的人，那在我们的这个内心中去培育这些这个知识的话，那么我们也就非常自然的是处在一种臣服的状态了。
A person may have a family working in a factory and be very Krishna conscious, whereas a person may stay in a holy dham, living in a temple and be totally in Maya.
那么一个人呢，他也许可能是生活在家庭之中，或者是在工厂里面有工作，但是呢，他可以完全处在 Krishna 知觉之中。但是还有另外一个人呢，他可能是生活在圣地，然后呢，但是他可能是完全处在 Maya 的状态里的。阿叔，阿里波，阿叔。
Okay, next question.
The next question is from Hare Krishna 的仆人 Mataji。亲爱的阿叔，您说圣帕帕德 是，您说圣帕帕德的教导是完美的，我现在的状态还不能真正的理解，特别需要在您的指导下加倍的努力。问题，现在想做和不想做的事情都很多，也知道什么该做，什么不该做。但是我现在的处境是，不想做的事儿，由于亲情、世俗的关系不得不做；该做的事情奉献服务，总由于时间被世俗的事情所占用。应该怎样平衡世俗和灵性的活动呢？Dear Ashu, just now you said that the teaching from Srila Prabhupada is perfect. However, from my current state, and I still cannot 100% to perceive it. So I especially need the guidance from you and try harder to understand this. My question is, right now, I know that there were lots of things I want to do or I don't want to do. And I know what is the things I should do and what are the things I shouldn't do. However, my current situation is that for those things I am not supposed to do. However, because of the family affections or because of the mundane relationships, I have to do those activities. But for the things I should do, for example, like the devotional service, is always being diminished by the time to be occupied by those mundane things. So how can I balance in between of my mundane responsibilities and the spiritual responsibilities?
This is the problem of most people.
大部分的人呢都有这样的问题。
In this world we have so many duties relate with our bodies and bodies' expansions.
那么我们在这个世界呢有很多的都是关于我们自己的这个躯体以及我们的躯体的延伸的职责。
So we can still find balance.
但是呢我们依然还是可以找到平衡。
If you understand what is the priority in life,
如果你要是能够理解在生命中的重点是什么?
Do I want to continue in this world being very well conscious of my material duties?
那么我是不是依然还想让自己滞留在这个世界，然后呢，很好的处在我的世俗的职责的意识之中呢?
Or I want to finish with my material existence if possible during this lifetime.
或者呢，我还是想在这一生就尽可能的去结束我的物质的职责。
Because I have understood that material existence gives me so much trouble.
因为我知道了这个物质的存在呢，给了我这么多的麻烦。
So you have to establish the priority.
所以说呢，我们必须让自己去建立起我们的这个重点。
Means what is the purpose? What is the goal of my life?
也就是说，我们要知道我们的生命的目标到底是什么。
So when the goal is perfect, it has been very clear established in my heart.
那么所以说呢，当我的这个目标非常的明确的时候呢，我就让这个目标呢要在我的这个内心中要非常的清晰。
So I'm going to take care of my material.Relationships, material duties in a way that will not disturb, should not disturb my desire to realize my real identity and go back to Krishna.
所以说呢，我要在不打扰我的要回到守身身边去的这个我真正要从事的这个事情的前提之下去从事我的物质的世俗的职责。
So, because I know what is the goal, I have established already what is the goal in my life. Translate that.
因为我知道就是我的这个生命的目标是什么，因为我已经就是很好的去建立起了我的这个生命中的目标。
So I'm gonna practice my sadhana very, very carefully.
那么所以说呢，我就要非常仔细、小心的去修习我的 sadhana。
I'm going to give my best quality time to my sadhana.
所以呢，我要把我最有质量的时间给予我的萨达纳。
I'm going to give totally myself to try to practice a most focused chanting of the holy names as possible as I can.
所以说呢，我要把我最好的有质量的这个时间呢，尽量的去给予我去念诵最好的圈数。
I'm going to read Srila Prabhupada's books every day.
我每天都要去阅读 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍。
I'm going to make sure that every day I eat only Krishna prasadam.
而且呢，我要确认我每天只吃 Krishna 的 prasadam.
And when I have opportunity to go for association with the devotees, I try my best to join them.
当我有一个可以和奉献者联谊的机会的时候呢，我也要竭尽全力的去加入这份联谊之中。
This is what I want to cultivate.
那么这个呢，是我需要去培养的。
Because I want to become attached to Krishna.
因为我希望让自己变得依附于 Krishna.
I want His mercy.
我想让得到 Krishna 的仁慈。
Because I want to be free from this material existence and be dedicated to His service.
因为我想要摆脱这一份物质存在的束缚，我想要把我自己致力在对他的服务之中。
But meanwhile, I still have to deal with my family. I have to deal with my relatives and have my work.
但是与此同时呢，我也必须要去应对我的家庭、我的家人以及我的工作。
But I will do those things very dutifully.
但是呢，我要非常的尽职尽责的去做所有的这些事情。
I'll make sure that I'll take very nice care of my parents,
而且呢
my family members.
我要确保我要很好的去照顾我的家人，照顾我的父母双亲。
At least those things that I really have to do because it's part of my material responsibility.
至少这些事情我是要去做的，因为这些呢都是我的物质的职责的一部分。
But my heart I'm putting on Krishna.
但是呢，我要把我的心交给 Krishna.
So Srila Prabhupada gives a nice example.
所以说说爸爸就给了我们一个非常好的例子。
Yes, of course, we don't take that as literally, you know, we are not going to adopt what the example I'm going to mention now.
但是呢，我现在要给大家举的这个例子呢，我们就不要在实际生活中去效仿了。
It's like a woman who is married.
就好像是一个结了婚的女子。
And as she has developed an attraction by another man, she has a lover.
然后呢，他就培养出了对另外一个男子的感情，他有了一个情人。
She's totally in love with that lover.
他是完全的让自己沉醉在了对这个爱人的爱恋之中。
But because it is an awkward situation, she is married. She has to take care of the husband, the family. She doesn't want anyone to know.
所以他现在就处在了一个非常尴尬的一个状态，因为他自己有家，然后他去照顾他的丈夫，所以呢，而且还不想让别人知道他的这种状态。
But she doesn't want to give up her connection with her lover because she has a strong attachment.
但是呢，他又不想放弃他的情人，因为他对他的这个情人呢有非常深的依恋之情。
So while she's at home, she does her work very nicely. Is even beforeBetter than before, she takes very nice care of the husband and the rest of the family. She's very friendly with everyone. So nobody in their faint minds are going to think that she has a
所以说呢，当她在家里面的时候呢，她就会比以前要更加好的去关心照顾她的这个丈夫，以及呢，她应该要去完成的家庭上的这些工作。然后他对其他的这些人呢也是更加的友善，所以呢让所有的人呢都没有办法，根本就想不到他有一段婚外情。
But while she's taking care of all these things, the family, the relationship, mundane relationship, the normal relationships, where is her heart?
但是呢，当他在做所有的这些事情的时候，当他在去照顾他的家庭的时候，在履行他的家庭职责的时候，他这会儿的心是放在哪儿的呢？
Who is she thinking about?
他这会儿脑子里在想着谁呢？
It's constantly her lover.
他在不断的想着他的爱人。
That's the same thing we should do.
那么，所以这也就是我们应该做的同样的事情。
We should, through our very good quality sadhana, we should develop an attachment for Krishna.
所以说呢，我们非常好的 sadhana， 我们应该培养出对 Krishna 的深深的依恋之情。
So we put our heart, we really put our heart in our practice of sadhana.
那这样呢，我们就真正的把我们的这个心呢，完全的放在我们的 sadhana 上。
Because this is my life, this is my real life.
那我们就会说，这才是我的生命，这才是我真正的生命。
And other things I do, and I do very diligently, very carefully, and I'm very kind with everybody. I take care of everything is needed to be, not more than that.
但是其他的事情呢，我也非常的仔细的、小心的、审慎的在做所有的这些事情。那么我对所有的人呢，也都非常的好，也非常的这个尽职尽责。但是呢，也就仅此而已了。
But my thoughts.And my heart are where I'm gonna, how I'm gonna do my sadhana tomorrow, when I'm gonna be with the devotees.
但是我的心，我的想法一直在想，我明天怎么能够更好的去进行我的 sadhana 呢？我怎么才能够更好的跟奉献者们在一起呢？
You see, it's just a question where you put your heart, where you put your thoughts.
所以呢，这个问题就在于你把你的心和把你的这个想法放在了哪里。
So you may spend most of the time dealing with those mundane needs, mundane duties, and maybe sadhana is just a small amount every day, 1-2 hours, 3 hours, you know. But this amount, this little amount, 2-3 hours, we put totally our heart in doing those things. We give the best quality time for those things because it's the most important thing we have to do.
那么也许可能在这一天之中呢，你可能大部分的时间全部都在处理你的那些这个世俗的这些事情，都是和世俗的人在一起。但是呢，可能就是对于做这个 sadhana 的这个时间呢，可能也只有1-2个或者3个小时。但是呢，我们要把我们的整个的这个全身心的这个精力，要放在这1-2个小时的这个 sadhana 的这个时间之上，因为这个是我们真正的需要去忙活的事情。
So we have to establish our priorities.
所以说呢，我们必须要要建立起我们的重点。
So I encourage you to read Srila Prabhupada's books every day very carefully.
那么所以说我呢就鼓励你每天都要非常仔细的阅读 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍。
Not just sometimes.
不仅仅是就是有时候读有时候不读。
Chant your rounds very attentive.
而且呢要非常的认真的专注的去念诵。
And associate with the devotees to discuss things about Krishna and how to improve your sadhana.
并且呢，和奉献者联谊的时候呢，要探讨如何去理解 Krishna， 以及呢如何去提升你的 sadhana。
Hear lectures given by senior devotees more qualified than you.
然后去聆听比你要更加的有资格的年长的奉献者的讲课。
So in this way, you will be able to establish the priority in your life.
就以这样的方式呢，你就可以去分出你就是建立起你生活中的重点了。
Without needing to neglect doing your normal duties.
但是呢，你不需要去忽视你自己每天应该去从事的那些日常的世俗的工作。
Any other question?
Yes, there are 2 more questions. Do you think you still have time? Because now is
one.
Okay.
下面一个问题呢是由 Das Prabhu 问的啊。请问阿叔一个关于念诵的问题。听说念诵是我们和 Krishna 单独相处的时刻。我们通过念诵圣名就能够感受到 Krishna 临在以及和 Krishna 的连接。我念诵的时候呢还没有感受到 Krishna 的临在和 Krishna 的连接。但我感到了念诵专注一点，就会这个强烈的感受到咕噜的临在以及和咕噜更深的连接，这是为什么？
Also, my question is related with the chanting. I have been told that the chanting is the moment for us to be connected with Lord Krishna. We are communicating with him. And also, through the chanting,
of the holy name, we can feel the presence of the Lord, and we also can feel the connection with Him. However, while I am chanting, I still cannot feel the presence of Krishna, and also I cannot feel the connection with Him yet. If I can chant more attentively, sometimes I do have a very strong feel to connected with my Guru Maharaj, and also I can feel the presence of Him. Why is that?
It's correct. It's correct. Your spiritual master is connected with Krishna.
这是对的，因为您的灵性导师和 Krishna 是连接在一起的。
So our connection goes first through the spiritual master.
那么，所以我们的这个连接呢，首先呢是和灵性导师的连接。
Through our direct spiritual master, through Srila Prabhupada, then naturally, when you become completely purified, then the connection with Krishna would be manifested, but that may take a long time.
那么，所以说呢，就是先是通过我们的灵性，我们直接的这个灵性导师的连接，然后呢，他又把我们和释迦牟尼佛连接在一起。那然后呢，我们要经过很漫长的一个清理和净化的这个过程，然后呢，我们就能够是在他们的这个连接之下和 Krishna 连接了。但这是很长的。
The spiritual master is a manifestation of Krishna to be, so we can be in direct contact with him.
所以说呢，灵性导师他是 Krishna 的一个显现，那么通过灵性导师呢，我们就可以和 Krishna 取得了连接。
We just have to be cautious that connection is not just emotional.
但是呢，我们必须要非常小心，要去理解，就是我们的这种连接，它并不是一种感情用事的连接。
But should be a connection based on service, based on instructions and guidance that you receive and you try to fulfill.
但是呢，就是这种连接呢，它是应该是通过他的训示，通过他的指导。
It's not, should not be just an emotion. Oh, I remember his smile is so nice.
但并不是仅仅是通过一种情感。哦，我还记得他的那个笑容，那个笑容实在是太慈祥了。
We have to be very careful that the connection is pure spiritual.
但是所以呢，我们一定要这个明白哈，就是这个就这种连接呢，它是完全的灵性的。
Okay.
But why sometimes, you know, when we even think about a smile or any of the any gestures from the spiritual master, and then we just cannot hold our tears, you know, the tears just come out automatically. Why is that?
Okay.
Sorry.奉献者的这个问题，那为什么有的时候我们只要一想起灵性导师的一个笑容或者某一个动作，然后呢我们就忍不住哭了呢？这个眼泪为什么就流出来了？那这是一种什么现象呢？
Because we know that through that person, through the mercy of that person, we are connected with the Supreme Lord. We are connected with this wonderful, incredible society, and it's such a great mercy that we feel overwhelmed. Just simply, so that naturally that person is a connection, most direct connection we have with all this mercy we have received.
那么其实呢，我们是一种感动，就是因为我们知道，就是通过这个人呢，我们和至尊主以及和这个非常强大的使徒全系连接在了一起。然后呢，我们就觉得自己非常的幸运，然后呢，就完全的被这样的一种情感给淹没了。
So we have also spiritual emotions.
所以呢，我们也有一些灵性的情感。
And when you realize the incredible mercy that I'm receiving from this person, how much help he's giving in my life, how much encouragement he's given, that I feel, certainly I feel, can be taken by deep emotions and feel tears coming in my eyes, certainly.
那么所以说呢，就是因为我们当我们明白了，就是是通过他给了我们这一份非常的这个不可思议的这种幸运，而且呢是通过他使我们才能够就是接触到就是这种 非常不可思议的这样的这种状态的时候，那我们呢就内心就感到非常的感动，然后呢就不由自主的就流下了眼泪。
Maybe you could just check the other question if it's not too long. It's just one more, no?
Short, yeah. The last question is Vedavati Madaji. Hare Krishna, 顶白阿叔，感谢翻译。请解释一下 Govinda 本人所说的话有时是相互矛盾的，但至尊主的奉献者所说的话从来都没有矛盾的地方。谢谢。Hare Krishna, please accept my very humble obeisances. So my question is that please explain the statement in the purport said that sometimes...Lord Govindas of the world are contradicted to each other. However, Lord's devotees, they never contradicted to themselves. So could you explain that?
Can you repeat? Because I didn't follow very well.
Okay. Because in the purport there is said that.
Sometimes the Lord considers his words more truthful than his own words.
Yeah.
Srila Prabhupada didn't explain the example here, but
right.
Is that Krishna himself sometimes has to, in order to protect his devotees, Krishna may break his vows, may break his promises.
因为这个，因为 Krishna 他有的时候为了要保护他的奉献者，他也许可能就会打破他自己的誓言，打破他自己诺言。
Like for instance, while Krishna had promised not to fight in the battlefield of Kurukshetra.
比如说 Krishna 他就这个许诺他不会在 Kurukshetra 的战争中打战参战。
But when you saw that Bhishma was very, very strong fighting and he was going to kill Arjuna.In order to protect Arjuna, Krishna got down from the chariot, picked up the wheel, and rushed to kill Bhishma.
比如说呢，就当这个 Bhishma 他非常的凶猛的去要这个杀死 Arjuna 的时候呢，那Krishna 是这会儿为了要保护 Arjuna， 他就从战车上下来，
不需要
这个车轮，不需要扔向 Bhishma 要
不需要。So in order to protect Arjuna, his more direct intimate devotee, he had to break his promise and he fought in the battlefield even though he was not supposed to do according to his promise.
那么所以说呢，即便他有了一个诺言，他不应该去做这件事情，但是他为了要去保护他更加亲密的奉献者 Arjuna， 所以呢，他也就这个奋不顾身了。
So that's why Krishna said the words of my devotees are more truthful than my words, my personal words. In some cases, Krishna may break his words in order to protect to satisfy his devotees.
那所以为什么而说呢？那 Krishna 他就会说呢，就是我的奉献者的所讲述的话呢，要比我讲的话要更真，因为他有的时候呢，就是为了要去这个保护他的奉献者，所以他会打破他自己的誓言。
Okay, we stop here.
那我们的讲课呢，今天就到此结束。
Thank you everybody for your questions.
非常感谢大家的问题。
Thank everybody else for hearing.
也非常感谢所有的奉献者的聆听。
A special thank you to Sati and Danakali Mataji for allowing us to be together.
也非常感谢 Sati Mataji 和 Danakali 能够允许我们今天有这样的一个联谊。
Yeah, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari Hari Bo.
Ashu ki jai. Vaikuntha 之音，服务原野聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常非常感谢 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 阿叔为我们的精彩讲述和对问题的耐心的解答。谢谢感恩 Sati Mataji 给我们安排的这个平台，也非常感谢所有的奉献者。那祝大家在 Krishna 持久之中度过一个非常非常美妙的周日。Hare Krishna。